Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Eastern time, and 9:40 Eastern time and 8:40 Central time. Sorry, I keep wanting to leave out one of those time zones. I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcast by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit 4, anti-aging, all pushed together as one word. And if you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, if you dial into 712-775-8972, you can catch us live. And when it prompts for that conference code, you can put in 910022 to join us live, and we would be delighted to have you with us. As I said, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Our hosts do these calls at this time to support your TR90 efforts in changing to that TR90 lifestyle. When you're first starting out, that is your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. If you're not able to do that, my personal experience has been take them with your meals. Still, it is very effective. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you three things: macronutrients, micronutrients, and fiber. Macronutrients are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients are your vitamins and minerals. And the fiber, well, that helps in two ways. One of which is with satiety, or that feeling of fullness. And the other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. And for that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily, and ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily for those purposes. And if you're getting all that fiber, well, then you're going to want to get up and get moving to get your exercise in, because you have 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise. At the bottom, baseline minimum is 5 days a week, and that is really important to this lifestyle change. You can have a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks. It can be whatever exercise you want or need and love to do. I've heard people that have raced up and down stairs. I have heard people that have done speed cleaning around the house in order to get that exercise in. I've heard other people do yoga, ballroom dancing, swimming, biking, skiing, both downhill and cross country. I mean, there is a multitude of different things that you can do that would be great exercise. And with all that exercise, if you're exercising heavily, you need to think about your hydration. Baseline for your hydration is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water and you build up from there. If you're exercising heavily, you can lose a quart of body moisture in an hour that would need to be replaced. Otherwise, you will be getting into dehydration, which is not necessarily a good thing. So making sure you're staying well hydrated. And the last thing that I have discovered in much of the studies I've done over the last several years as part of the TR90 group is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. It really does set your brain up for making good decisions the next day, clears out toxins, restores muscles and tissues, stores memories, both muscle memories and brain memories. So it just does a wealth of really great things for your body and your mind. And with that, today I am sharing some information out of a book that is called Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman. And yesterday we actually talked about his 6-week plan. And today we're actually going to be jumping into his 10 easy steps for living with the 6-week plan. And number one, remember that the salad is the main dish. Eat it first at lunch and dinner. You have the tendency to eat more of whatever you eat first because you are the hungriest. Raw foods have high transit times. They fill you up, encourage weight loss, and you can't overeat on them. Successful long-term weight control and health, as you know by now, are linked to your consumption of raw greens. They are the healthiest food in the world. Many of my patients with obesity or diabetes eat lettuce every meal, including breakfast. They might have iceberg lettuce with their fruit breakfast, a mixed baby greens salad at lunch, and a romaine-based salad at dinner. You can eat more than a pound if you like, but don't fret if you are too full. You can't eat the whole pan. It's merely a goal. Just relax and enjoy eating. Number two, eat as much fruit as you want, but at least 4 fresh fruits daily. Eat as many fresh fruits as you would like with your meals. 4 fresh fruits are about 250 calories. Here, it is okay to splurge even during the 6-week plan, particularly if you have a sweet tooth. Finish lunch or dinner with watermelon, a whole cantaloupe, or a box of blueberries or strawberries. The best dessert is fresh fruit or blended frozen fruit. Eating lots of fresh fruit is satisfying and filling and helps win you over to the Eat to Live plan. Number 3, variety is the spice of life, particularly when it comes to the greens. Variety is not only merely the spice, but it makes valuable contributions to your health. The nice thing is that you never have to be concerned about overeating raw vegetables, salads, or cooked greens. There are a variety of foods that you can use to make vegetable salads, including the following: lettuce, including romaine, bob, Boston, red leaf, green ice, iceberg, arugula, radicchio, endive, frise. Then you have watercress, celery, spinach, cucumbers, tomatoes, mushrooms, broccoli, cauliflower, peppers, onions, radishes, kohlrabi, snow peas, carrots, beets, cabbage, and all kinds of sprouts. Even more vegetables can be eaten cooked. They include broccoli, kale, string beans, artichokes, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, spinach, Swiss chard, cabbage, asparagus, okra, zucchini, collards, mustard, and turnip greens. These vegetables can be flavored in a variety of ways. Greens are always great with mushrooms, onions, garlic, and stewed tomatoes. If you don't have time to cook, just defrost a box of frozen vegetables. Throw a box of frozen artichoke hearts, asparagus, or peas on your salad. This is less than 150 calories of food, and cooked greens are very low in calories and give you the nutritional power of 10 pounds of other foods. Frozen greens such as broccoli and peas are nutritious and convenient. They are flash cooked and frozen as soon after they're picked and are just as nutritious as the fresh. Number 4, beware of the starchy vegetables. For the 6-week plan, limit cooked high starch grains and vegetables to 1 cup a day. 1 cup of high starch vegetable would be 1 corn on the cob, 1 small to medium baked potato, or 1 cup of brown rice or sweet potato. Fill up on the raw veggies and cooked green vegetables first. However, most of your starch consumption should come from colorful starchy foods such as butternut or acorn squash, corn, turnip, parsnips, rutabagas, and sweet potatoes. Rather than starchy grains, all of the whole grains should be considered high starch foods. If you do use bread, a thin whole wheat pita is a good choice for sandwiches because it is less bread and can hold healthful fillings such as vegetables, eggplant, and bean sprouts. When you eat your grains, use whole grains such as brown or wild rice. Use them in place of starchy vegetables at dinner. Refined starchy grains such as bread, pasta, and white rice and white potatoes should be eaten even more restricted than the vegetable-based starches, which are more nutrient-dense. Restricting the portion of rice, potatoes, and other cooked starchy vegetables to 1 serving is not necessary for everyone to lose weight on the Life Plan, only for those with metabolism that makes it difficult to lose weight. many can still achieve a whole, an ideal body weight by cutting out refined starches only, such as white bread and pasta, without having to limit starchy vegetables to merely one serving. Your diet should be adjusted to your metabolic needs and activity level. Excuse me. Number 5, eat beans or legumes every day. Beans are a dieter's best friend. On a 6-week plan, the goal is to eat an entire cup of beans daily. You may have more than one cup if you choose. Beans are a powerful powerhouse of superior nutrition. They reduce cholesterol and blood sugar. They have a high nutrient per calorie profile and help prevent food cravings. They are digested slowly, which is a stabilizing effect on your blood sugar. Goodness, my sinuses are really draining bad this morning. And are resistant to high and are resultant of high satiety index. Eggplant, beans, mushrooms, and greens and beans are all high nutrient, high fiber, low calorie main dishes. Throw a cup of beans on your salad for lunch. Eat bean soup. Scientific studies show a linear relationship between soup consumption and successful weight loss. As a weight loss strategy, eating soup helps to slowing your rate of intake and reducing your appetite by filling your stomach. Number 6, eliminate animal and dairy products. For the 6-week plan, eliminate animal products completely, or if you must include them, use only lean meat, flounder, salt, or tilapia once or twice a week, an egg omelet once a week. No dairy products are permitted in the in his 6-week plan. Number 7, have a tablespoon of ground flaxseed every day. This will give you those hard-to-find omega-3 fats and protect against diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. The body can manufacture EPA and DHA from these omega-3 fats for those of us who do not consume fish. An additional source of omega-3 fat might be a few walnuts or soybeans. Edamame, those green soybeans in the freezer section, are the most health food of most health food stores. Taste great and are a rich source of omega-3 fat. I also recommend a nutritional supplement containing DHA, especially for those who are DHA poor converters, which can be determined by a blood test. Vegetable derived from microalgae, DHA is a good choice. Number 8. Consume nuts and seeds in limited amounts and not more than an ounce a day. Pecans, walnuts, sunflower seeds, and other nuts and seeds may be rich in calories and fat, but scientific studies consistently report that nuts and seeds offer disease protection against heart attack, stroke, and cancer, and also help lower cholesterol. They can be used in larger amounts once you reach your ideal weight. Raw nuts and seeds are ideal foods for kids, athletes, and those who want to gain weight. 1 ounce of nuts is about 200 calories and can fit in a cupped hand. So do not eat more than this one handful of nuts per day. They are best used in salads, salad dressings, and dips because when eaten with greens, they greatly enhance absorption of nutrients from the green vegetables. You should never snack on nuts and seeds. They should be part of a meal. Number 9, eat lots of mushrooms all the time. Mushrooms make a great chewy replacement for meat. Exploring their variety is a great way of adding interesting flavors and textures to meat dishes. Store them in paper bags, not plastic, as too much moisture speeds their spoilage. Try adding them to beans seasoned with herbs and lemon juice. Even though they are a fungus and not really a vegetable, mushrooms contain a variety of powerful phytochemicals and that have been linked to decreased risk of chronic diseases, especially cancer. And number 10, keep it simple. Use the basic skeleton plan to devise a menu plans so that you will know what to eat when there is no time to decide. You do not have to prepare fancy meals and recipes all the time. If you're going to be out for a while, grab some leftover vegetables, lettuce, and tomato on whole grain toast or whole grain bread or stuffed into a whole wheat pita pocket. A few pieces of fruit, wash and dry plenty of heads of romaine lettuce on the weekend or when you have time. So that is those 10 steps. I'll actually review the whole 10 briefly on Monday so that we have a clearer idea of what that is. I want to wish you a great weekend. I welcome any thoughts or comments you may have at the top of the hour. If you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. And this is Susan Mann for April 23rd, 2024, signing out. Hope you have a great day, and I welcome your comments. So there we have it, my friends. Why eating vegetables and lots of vegetables and fruits, especially closer to fruit, fresh, the better they are for you. I hope you found that of interest. A lot of it actually is incorporated into part of the TR90 plan, but you know, having more information is always good to help us really be successful. So hope you found that of interest. Since there's no comments, I'm going to go ahead and release this. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.